Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined, as always, by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
Today's episode is a really special one. We're celebrating Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween!
Yeah, so this episode came out right on Halloween. So if you're going out trick-or-treating later today, or if you did yesterday, hopefully you came down with a nice big haul and are enjoying all of those wonderful treats. Today's trivia, if you're just joining us for the first time, or if you're coming back for another episode, we like to talk a little bit about how our trivia works at the beginning. So today's trivia is going to be 15 questions, three rounds of five questions each. And the first round is the easiest level. And as we go, they get tougher and tougher. So the first round, easy questions, we call...
the Trivia Tots.
The Trivia Tots. Here we go. Spooky Season Trivia 2. Question 1. Which flying animal is often linked to vampires?
Bat.
A bat is correct. You know that vampire bats actually exist?
Yes.
Yeah, they're real. But like many times they only will like drink from like animals, like livestock.
Goat.
Yeah, like goats and cows and stuff. But they're real. Not vampires. Vampire bats. Question 2. What popular Halloween candy is shaped like little tiny triangles?
Candy corn.
Candy corn is correct. It was invented in the 1880s, and it was originally called chicken feed.
Yep.
Which makes sense, because chickens eat corn. All right, are you team candy corn, or are you team anti-candy corn?
Candy corn.
Me too.
I love candy corn so much.
It's good stuff. It's basic. It's real basic, but it's good, good stuff. And they have a lot of different variations on it now. You can get like chocolate.
Pumpkin.
Kind of. Yeah, pumpkin. Yeah, there's all kinds of different styles. Question number 3. Who is the friendly ghost from children's stories?
Casper.
Casper is correct. Yes, Casper the Friendly Ghost first appeared in 1945. And it was just it was a cartoon that was called The Friendly Ghost, and his name was Casper. That's how it kind of got put together. Question 4. What is the name of the town in The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Halloween Town.
Halloween Town is correct. Yeah, they made that movie with like, it's made out of stop action animation.
Yep.
Yeah, so like they take a picture and then they move ever so slightly and they take another picture and they move a little bit and they just run those pictures together and that's what makes the movie.
Probably took 11 years to make it.
It was a lot. I would be interested. I'm sure you can find it. I'm not really close to look at it right now, but I wonder how many pictures do you think they took?
17,000.
Oh, it's way more than that. I bet you it's
3 billion.
I bet you it's in the millions. I wouldn't be surprised if it was in the millions, or at least in like 100,000s, hundreds of thousands. It's a lot. All right. Is Nightmare Before Christmas a Halloween movie, or is it a Christmas movie?
It's a Halloween movie.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, Santa has a big role in it. The Santa Claus.
It's kind of a duo
of
Christmas and Halloween.
So it can be both, do you think?
Yeah.
Is it allowed to be both?
I mean, I do like it. I do see it as a Halloween movie more.
Sure. I do too. I agree with you. And finally, question 5. What fruit might you bob for at a Halloween party?
apples.
Apples is correct. Yeah, they bobbing for apples became like a British, they call it a courting game. Do you know what a courting game is?
No.
So courting is like the process of which like two people start to like flirt and maybe want to like date. It was a way of like setting up people to date. And so, yes, like how romantic is bobbing for apples?
Grabbing apples underwater with your mouth.
Nothing says future marriage like bobbing for apples. Yes, absolutely. Just so you know, the mom and I have never bobbed for apples together.
No. Good.
And that's going to do it for the Trivia Tots round. Emmett is easily 5-for-5 and cruising along. But now we're going to get things a little more difficult for him. These next 5 questions we call...
the Mind Movers.
The Mind Mover round. So here we go. Let's move those minds with question number 6. The name Halloween is short for this full name of the holiday.
All Hallows Eve.
All Hallows Eve is correct. So yeah, it is it's essentially the night before All Saints Day, it's called. So that was kind of like the generally where it fell and why it's called what it is. Question 7. What spooky family lives at 0001 Cemetery Lane?
I don't know. The Addams Family.
The Addams Family is correct.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, good guess. I don't know. How many other spooky families are there? There's not a whole lot of them.
No.
The Munsters. I mean, that would be a good guess. But no, the Addams Family is correct. They actually began as a cartoon in the magazine The New Yorker in 1938. That's where the Addams Family started. They've been around for a long time. Question 8. What type of special sky is needed for a werewolf to transform?
A full moon.
A full moon is correct. Now, when you think about the old legends for like werewolves, and they've like the old stories that they've traced back, it turns out that the full moon was not a requirement. Like that was added later on when they started making movies about werewolves.
I mean,
I know, but it doesn't it seem like that's the only thing that really needs to happen?
The moon.
Is the moon needs to be right. So yeah, I don't know. Once a month, we're getting all kinds of werewolves. I don't know. It's kind of weird. Question 9. What animal do witches often keep as companions?
Cats.
Cats is correct, especially black cats. Now, in medieval Europe, black cats were believed to be like witches, like former family members or like passed on people. And that's like their like spirit in an animal, which is interesting. Question 10. What famous magician died on Halloween in 1926?
Harry Houdini.
Harry Houdini is correct. Yep, he died from periodontitis. I think that's how you say it. Periodontitis. And it was, he got punched in the stomach.
Yeah.
And like kind of developed a situation where he actually wasn't able to to come back. So yeah, but he's got ties to near us, doesn't he?
Yes, he was born in Milwaukee.
Yep, yep. And there's a museum kind of in Appleton near us, that the Houdini Museum, and there's, I think, another Houdini Museum in, is it in Milwaukee or in the Milwaukee area? I think. I'm not positive, but.
You should go.
But yeah, Harry Houdini, pretty cool. And that's going to do it for the Mind Mover round. Emmett is 10 for 10. Ooh, boy. He's doing well. I think this could be another round. I don't know. I feel good about this one.
Don't
so
say anything.
I won't. We're not going to say anything more past that. We don't want to jinx anything. But folks, I'm sorry to say, we've got to turn up the difficulty to its highest level. We're turning it up to 11. So grab your hip waders and put those on and get the eye protection and the hearing protection at the earring. Well, your earring protection, protect your earrings. You definitely want to protect those. Maybe rubber gloves, double notch your shoes, double notch. I can't speak today. Double knot your shoes.
Put on your pumpkin heads.
Yes, your pumpkin heads, festive pumpkin heads. Because this round
is the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. Toughest questions we can come up with. So here we go. Question 11. Good luck. What is the Celtic festival most directly connected to Halloween called?
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day is incorrect.
I hate the Brain Busters so much.
This is a tough one. This is a really hard one. Unless you read a book or something about this, this is not a very well-known one. So the Celtic festival most directly connected to Halloween is called Samhain. Samhain.
What in the...
And in Gaelic, the Gaelic language, Samhain means summer's end. So there you go. The pressure's off. Perfect score is not attainable, but you can finish strong here. So here we go.
That summer's end, that does not go do anything with ghosts and creepy skeletons.
Yeah, we'd have to do some more digging as to how that all worked.
Doesn't sound like Halloween at all.
Well, maybe this is your chance to maybe go look up some of the origins of Halloween. Question 12. Which filmmaker is known as the master of suspense with films such as The Birds and Psycho?
Tim Burton?
Tim Burton is a fantastic guess, but we got to go quite a bit older. Tim Burton is more of the 80s, 90s, 2000s. These films are much older. We're looking for Alfred Hitchcock. Alfred Hitchcock.
Please tell me he was from the 1960s and 1970s.
Let me look. I'm not sure when all of his movies came out. I guess I don't want to misquote. Alfred Hitchcock movies were from, it's kind of funny, his career spanned over 6 decades. That's why I didn't know the answer, because it's quite wide. He directed over 50 feature films, and he was born all the way in 1899, and he lived all the way to 1980. So tons of different movies that came out as early as the mid-20s. All the way up into the 60s and even early 70s. So he made movies for a long time. And fun fact too, the mom and I, when we went to California this summer, we stayed in Bodega Bay. And Bodega Bay, California, one of their claims to fame is the movie The Birds from Alfred Hitchcock was filmed at a house in Bodega Bay. We actually drove by it. It's kind of cool. Question 13. Who wrote the famous book that would eventually turn into a famous movie, Frankenstein?
Frankenstein?
So Frankenstein wrote Frankenstein?
Wait.
The book is Frankenstein. Who wrote Frankenstein? Which eventually became a movie. Actually, several movies.
I don't know.
You don't know? That's all right. The answer is Mary Shelley. Mary Shelley. Oh, yeah. Many times you hear Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Frankenstein is the scientist, not the monster.
Correct. Yeah, it's Frankenstein's monster. You're right. Mary Shelley wrote Frankenstein when she was 18. Doesn't that seem like such an epic story and book and stuff to write when you were so young?
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Question 14. What does poltergeist literally mean in German?
Feisty ghost? Oh, loud ghost.
Loud ghost? You know what? We're going to take it. Correct?
Noisy ghost.
Noisy ghost. How do you know that?
A book.
You sure you can't see my questions from where you're sitting?
No, I know that for a fact.
Yes, noisy ghost is correct. So poltergeists are a specific kind of ghosts that are said to be able to move or throw objects. That would scare the Dickens out of me, I think. Did you know what a poltergeist was?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I literally just said it.
But I mean, like, did you know, so what kind of book did you read about that? Like, where did you learn that?
Book about ghosts.
Makes sense.
I listeners, I used to really be into ghost books.
He was. So much so that he would scare himself.
Yes.
Until eventually we said, hey, maybe we lay off the scary books for a while. But that's okay. They're very interesting. I'm not going to lie. And finally, question 15. Who is the character that is most famously associated for hunting down Count Dracula?
Gaston.
Gaston is not quite it. Gaston hunts the beast from Beauty and the Beast. But the answer we're looking for is Professor Abraham Van Helsing. Van Helsing. Now, Van Helsing would later get like his own movies and other stuff for being a vampire hunter. But yeah, in Bram Stoker's novel, he actually put together a group of people called Dracula's Hunters. And it was a bunch of people, but they were led by Professor Van Helsing. And with that, the lad finishes strong. Those last questions were pretty tough, I think. But we wanted to make sure we kept the brain busters pretty tough, because that's what they're supposed to be. So if you enjoyed this trivia, we invite you to leave us a 5-star review on whatever app you're listening on. Leave us a comment. Leave us 5 stars. We would love to read those and see those. Also, send us a DM on Instagram or Facebook at DadLadTrivia if you have any ideas for future episodes, questions you want to hear, or if you want to share any stories with us about maybe doing this with your friends and family in the car or at home. We would love to hear from our fans on social media. What did you think of this trivia, bud?
I really liked it.
Yep. I enjoyed this one, too. I always like spooky trivia. Well, we are recording this, 2 days before Halloween. The lad is going to be going dressed as
Fred Flintstone.
Fred Flintstone.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
That's correct. So we hope that all of our friends and families out there that are listening to the trivia are going to be having a fantastic Halloween, or did have a fantastic Halloween, depending on when you listen to this. And we hope you all have a safe and happy time hunting for that candy. So thank you so much for listening each and every week. We really appreciate it. Until next time, we'll see you later.
Alligators. Okay, we get it.